is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with a feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the WHO declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, with the power of public participation, big crises can be confronted, and it was the strength of the people that did not bow down, did not break down, and did not accept any compromises with democracy. He said those who imposed the emergency not only murdered the constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave.
आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं वो दौर कैसा था. इमरजेंसी लगाने वालों ने ना सिर्फ हमारे संविधान की हत्या की, बल्कि उनका इरादा न्यायपालिका को भी अपना गुलाम बनाए रखने का था. इस दौरान लोगों को बड़े पैमाने पर प्रताड़ित किया गया था. इसके ऐसे अनेक उदाहरण हैं जिन्हें कभी भी भुलाया नहीं जा सकता. जॉर्ज फर्नांडिस साहब को जंजीरों में बांधा गया था. अनेक लोगों को कठोर यातनाएं दी गई.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. She will grace the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute at Bareilly. On the same day, the President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur. Tomorrow, President Murmu will inaugurate the Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur. Kolkata Police has increased the members of the Special Investigation Team, SIT, to probe the Kasba Law College gang rape case from 5 to 9. Meanwhile, opposition parties are protesting the incident by organizing various protest marches in Kolkata. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress in Kolkata. He said an undeclared emergency is in operation in West Bengal under the rule of TMC. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has directed the Railway Board to initiate the implementation of preparing reservation charts 8 hours prior to train departure in a phased manner. This move will reduce uncertainties for passengers with waitlist tickets. It will also provide more time to make alternative arrangements in case the wait list is not confirmed. The Odisha government has ordered a high-level administrative inquiry into the deaths due to stampede near Sri Gundicha Temple at Shardabali in Puri that occurred early yesterday. Development Commissioner of Odisha, Anu Garg, will probe into the tragic incident in which the three devotees, including two women, died and many others sustained serious injuries. Foreign investors pumped more than 13,107 crore rupees into Indian equity markets last week amid easing global geopolitical and trade tensions. According to data from National Securities Depository, net inflows by foreign portfolio investors or FPIs have now reached 8,915 crore rupees for the month of June. In women's FIH Pro League 2024-25 hockey match, Indian women's hockey team lost 2-3 to China in Berlin, concluding a disappointing campaign which ended with Salima Tete-led side being relegated from the competition. And that's the end of this news bulletin.